It is Erev Tisha B'Av, and I'm finding it hard to focus on Rosh Chanan. It's Rosh Chanan in my mind, psychologically, is Shabbos Nachamu. It's a sort of a post-Tisha B'Av kind of Pasha. Av Torah is Nachamu. And to deal with Rosh Chanan now, sitting on Erev Tisha B'Av, when the time for Nechoma has not yet come, when it's a time of avelus, it's a time of sorrowing and longing and craving. So finding it a little difficult to relate to the Rosh Chanan. The truth is that when we look into Rosh Chanan, in the context of other parshas, as we'll see in a few moments, but there is a lot of Tisha B'Av stuff in Rosh Chanan, meaning that there's a lot of Musa that we can learn from Rosh Chanan regarding our feelings and our attitudes towards Eretz Yisrael. When I'm saying our over here, I'm talking about we who are Chutznikim, we're living in Chutz La'aretz, Eretz Temeo. Who knows whether we should be, whether the excuses that we make for ourselves are adequate. I had a letter this week from a former Talmud who's living in Eretz Yisrael, lives in Yerushalayim, in Hanov, and he wrote to me, and he says that he feels a lack of kesher to Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Yisrael. He loves it and is immeasurably delighted to be living in such a mokam Torah, Yir Ve'em Yisrael Yerushalayim, with surrounded by yeshivas, surrounded by Talmidei Chachomim. I mean, what can really be more beautiful than that? But he feels that his loyalty is to the Torah, not to Eretz Yisrael. He gave a moshel, he said, if for some reason he were put in front of a choice, that he can either live in Lakewood, or he could live in Gateshead, or he could live in Ra'anana, in Eretz Yisrael. That means not in one of the places which is famous for its Torah population. So of course he would choose Lakewood or Gateshead. In other words, Eretz Yisrael has become for him what it is, Baruch Hashem, the Mokam Torah, where Torah is flourishing in the most wonderful and impressive kind of ways, and Ashrei the person who can take be a chelek of that. But that's got nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Is there something that should draw us to Eretz Yisrael? Is the avelus which we are supposed to and hopefully will or do go through now as we go through Tisha B'Av, is that a mourning only for the Miriam, for Ponyvesh, and for all the wonderful yeshivas which are in Eretz Yisrael? Or is there something that would tie us to the land? The truth is that when we see the psukim and what Rosh Chanan tells us, what in Pinchas and Vezayis HaBrocha, Moshe Rabbeinu was drawn to the land. It's such an interesting wording which we have over here in Rosh Chanan. Let's read the couple of psukim, because once we read them thinkingly, it opens up certain horizons for us. Rosh Chanan el Hashem bo'esahi lema. So what's the Be'ez Ahi? When did Moshe Rabbeinu, when was he mispalel this tefillah? So Ramban over here at the beginning of Rosh Chanan says, back in Pinchas. In Pinchas where Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Rebbeinu Shlalom after the B'nai Tzlofchot, and he said, ויאמר השם אל משה, עלה אל העברים הזה, וראי את הארץ אשר נשאתי לבני ישראל. ורואי שאויסו, ונאספתו אל עמך, גם אתה, כאשר נאסף ארון אחיך. So you're going to see Eretz Yisrael. there's an interesting Loshen over here in the Ramban, in Pinchas over here. So the Ramban's Loshen is like this. Aval Tama, he says, when the Rabban Shem said over here, Alei El Ra Ha Ho Varim Ho Ele, doesn't mean immediately. It means when the time comes. Aval Tama, Tale El Ha Ho Avorim, Vuro Yisro Es Haoretz. Ki Bavushu Tziveyo Le'ele Techole Kaoretz Hoidienu, Ki Loi Al Yotcho Techole. Don't get up your hopes. The Chiluk of the Eretz is not going to be through you. Ki Ato Sale L'Roish Ha Ho Avorim, Terem Shiyisu Yisroel Me'eretz Moav V'Tomus Bar. And now comes this interesting Loshen in the Ramban. V'lo Yagiacho Min Ha'oretz Levad Horiyo. It's interesting. You're not going to get from Eretz Yisroel more than being able to see it. In other words, the Re'iyah is also getting Eretz Yisroel. We'll talk about that. The Re'iyah is also getting Eretz Yisroel. But it's not the full getting of Eretz Yisrael. V'lo yagiyachu min ha'oretz levad ha'ri'iyah. Now what did he see? What was the Ribbono Shel'Olam promising him that he would see? Re'eyas ha'oretz. That's what it says in Pinchas. So we don't have the protim over there. Over here in Voschanan, we have the protim of what Moshe Rabbeinu, so Ramban learns that's when he said this tefillah. Voschanan el Hashem bo'esa hi lema. Hashem Elokim Atoh Achiloisu Laharuz Es Abducho Es Godlecho Es Yotcho Es Hazoko Hashem Yael Vashomayim Veoretz Es Yasech Vaseichu Kivosecho Ebrono Veeres Oretz Hatoivo Asher Be'eva Hayaden Hoho Hatoiv Hazeh Vahalvonoin. So what's he asking for? He's going, he wants to see Es Oretz Hatoivo Asher Be'eva Hayaden Hoho Hatoiv Hazeh Vahalvonoin. That's what he wants to see. He wants to see the beautiful mountain. He wants to see the Levonin. That's what he wants to see. He wasn't looking for a better yeshiva. Moshe Rabbeinu was the best Rosh Yeshiva in the world. And Torah, as much Torah as is given to a human being to be shoiled on, Moshe Rabbeinu was shoiled on the Torah in the Midbar. And Dafka the Torah was given La'ich Le'aman. There wasn't a better yeshiva than the yeshiva in the Midbar at the moment. So he wasn't longing for the yeshiva. He was longing for Eretz Yisrael. And what does he say about Eretz Yisrael? Ha'or ha'toiv hazeh v'halevon noin. He's talking about the country. He's not talking about the yeshivas in the country. Rashi says, what does Rashi say? Ha'or ha'toiv hazeh zu Yerushalayim v'halevon noin zeh beis hamikdash. Interesting, Rashi. Let's think about that. Is he saying, no, all over we know the klal that Rashi says again and again and again and again. He brings mitroshim, aval ein amikro hazeh, ein amikro yoytze midei pshutai. So when Rashi says over here that ha'or ha'toiv hazeh is the base hamikdash, is the Yerushalayim, and the halvonoin is the base hamikdash. So over here this chizkuni, in what sense is the base hamikdash called the levonoin? Yeah. Beis HaMikdash Shenase Me'atze HaLevonayin. It's called the Beis HaMikdash, the Levonayin, because it was made from the Atze Levonayin. That's very, very, very interesting. So Rashi sees that Levonayin means the Beis HaMikdash, and it's called Levonayin because it's made from the Atze Levonayin. I mean, the Gemara in Yuma sees Ramosim in the Loshon, Shemalbin Avonaseim Shel Yisrael, that it's Malbin, like the Levon and Lovan, the Loshon Lovan. Avain Mikro Yaitzim Zepshuta, when we talk about Eretz Yisrael and we're talking about Levonain, so we're talking about the Levonain. That's the Pshuta Shel Mikro. So I think that the Chizkuni has the Pshuta Shel Mikro over here. He says he's longing for the Levonain. But Zichra, it means the Beis HaMikdash. The Teretz is, because the Beis HaMikdash is made from the trees of the Levonain. How are we supposed to understand this? I mean, let's see if we can get some kind of a musak of what's going on over here. The interplay between Pshat and Drash and Rashi, something I've been thinking about a lot lately. let me share with you. The Maharal says in various places that the Midrashim, especially the Midrashim which Rashi brings in Chumash, it's not the Pshat, is that there's a Pshat in the Pasuk, and then there's also a world of Medrash. It says if you learn the way we're supposed to learn, the Oimek Pshutai of the Pasuk is the Medrash. That means that it's not the Pshat, that the Medrash is something in addition, sort of floating above the Chumash. If you learn the Psukim carefully and correctly, you'll see that the Oimek Pshat, not the Posht Pshat, but there's an Oimek Pshat. There's an Oimek Pshat, and the Oimek Pshat, the words of the Pshat, produce the Medrash. It's a very, very big Arichlistik Sugya. But I think that I have the feeling over here, getting back to this younger man who wrote me this letter from Eretz Yisrael, he says, shouldn't he feel something about Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Yisrael? The fields, the mountains, the rivers. Soibu, I told him, I called him up and I said, look, Soibu Tzion v'hakifua, Sifu migdoleo, Shisu cheilchem, love the buildings of Yerushalayim, love the chayil, the ramparts of Yerushalayim. Shisu libchem lechayilo, pasku amonoseo, the amonos. What's going on? Like, isn't there a kesher to Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Yisrael, outside the fact that it's the Ein Teuro Keteuro as Eretz Yisrael? Like, I want to grapple over here with what's going on over here. That Rashi is, sort of over here, is not bavoning that Ein Mikro Yotze Midei Pshutai. He says as a Pashtus, Ebrono, yeah, Rahora Toiv Azeh, Zu Yerushalayim. Don't think of any Hora Toivs. This is Yerushalayim. V'halevonayim, don't think of the Levonayim. Think of the Beis HaMikdash, which is made from the Atzei Levonayim. I mean, why call the Beis HaMikdash Levonayim because it's made from Atzei Levonayim? I mean, there's a Mishkan, there's a Beis HaMikdash. We don't call the Beis HaMikdash Levonayim. So why should the Torah call the Beis HaMikdash Levonayim because it's made from the Atzei Levonayim? There's a lot of mysterious stuff going on over here. I think that tell you what I think is going on over here. It's getting a little complex, and we're going from one subject to the next. But the truth is that these subjects are really related to one another in very, very interesting ways. I'll tell you what I mean. I have a ha'ora. Let me share this ha'ora with you, and I hope I'll remember. We'll get back to where we were. Wanting to get back to. In the beginning of Tevorim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Gam bi his anaf Hashem begalechem lema, gam ato lo sova shama." You're not going to get to Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to come to Eretz Yisrael. So that lo sova shama, you're not going to come to Eretz Yisrael, is very, very normal lotion. Yeah, you want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Sorry, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not going to go there. You're not going to come there. You're not going to come there. But that sovai over here in Pinchas and in Vos Chanan and in Zayis HaBrochon, it's so interesting. It's not anymore, will you come? It's a question of, will you cross the Yarden? Let's read the Pesukim. Vos Chanan and Hashem Vayisrael Lema. Hashem Elokim, Atoach, Eloisa, Laharot, Es Avdecho, Es Godlecho, Es Yotcho, Vachazoko, Hashem Yael, Vashomayim, Vorot, Esho Yaseh, Ebrono, let me cross over to it. Ve'ere es oretz. We'll soon talk about ve'ere es oretz. But what does it mean, Ebrono? Let me pass over. Not let me come to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, please let me go, come to Eretz Yisrael. You said, Atola, Sovay Shama, please let me come. He's not saying that. He said, let me pass over. You're not going to cross over this Yarden. Why deal with crossing over the Yarden? There's so many funny things going on over here. Suddenly the Beis HaMikdash is the Levonen because it's made from the Atzei Levonen, and you can't come to Eretz Yisrael, not because you can't come to Eretz Yisrael, you can't cross over the Yarden. And in the Zayis HaBrocha, it's even more more blatant. It says over here. So it says, "Vayal Moshe me'avas Moav el ha nevoi and Rebbeinu Shem vayareyu Hashem es kol ha'oret," and so on and so forth. He showed him what he had to show him. "Vayom Hashem elav zoy sa oretz asher nishbati l'Avraham Yitzchok v'Yaakov lemor l'zarecho etneno harisicho ve'enecho v'shomo lo sa'avor." Not lo sa'avor, lo sa'avor. What's going on over here? Like, why is the Yadin suddenly so significant? Why is the issue of whether or not Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael, suddenly it's a question of can he be over the Yadin? I mean, it's so blatant, we can't ignore it. Especially the contrast between the Loshon of the Pasuk in Devarim, Atol Lashovay Shama, and over here, Lashavah, Lashavah, Ebrono. What's going on? Oh yeah, I think that we're really touching. Look, it's all Pshuta Shel Mikra. We're not asking any questions, Kabbalah, the things over here. It's suddenly what is being said over here is, I think, that Moshe Rabbeinu is being confronted with a physical barrier. You cannot come to Eretz Yisrael. The Yarden is there and it's stopping you from coming to Eretz Yisrael. Later on, the people who are supposed to get to Eretz Yisrael, the Yarden is going to split. It doesn't have to be an obstacle. For you, the Yarden is an obstacle. You are blocked from Eretz Yisrael. And what you asked, Ebron over Eretz Amokam, we'll get back to that lesson later on, I hope. So you're not. What was the lesson of the Ramban over there in Pinchas? You know, it's like this. You're blocked from experiencing Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. But the Ri of Eretz Yisrael, which is also something of taking hold of Eretz Yisrael, that you can have. That's the Loshon of the Ramban over there. So that's the situation. We have a block. There's a physical block which blocks Moshe Rabbeinu from going into Eretz Yisrael. And that physical block blocks only the going to Eretz Yisrael. But that absorption of Eretz Yisrael, which can come to you through here, that it doesn't block. In other words, what we're having over here is that the Rebbein Shem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll tell you something. I have an etzer for you. I have a secret weapon. There's an obstacle over here that can't be crossed. But I'll give you an etzer to cross the obstacle. Now, it's not a perfect crossing, but it's something very significant. Go up on the Har HaAvarim and look. The rear of the land is going to come to you. Just parenthetically, to explain what that means, like what's the significance of the Riyah. So many of you listeners, I guess, who are listening to the Shir, most people have at some time or another learned Bav Metzia. So you have Bav Metzia, Zeh Ma Nimetzia, Zeh Ma Nimetzia, Zeh Ma Kulishli, Zeh Ma Kulishli. So the Gemara asks, why do you have to have Zeh Ma Kulishli? Because if it would only have said Mitzosiyah, I would have thought that Mitzosiyah means Re'isiyah, that I could be kinder than Mitzosiyah. The talis is lying on the street over there, and it doesn't have simonim, so it's hefka, I'm allowed to take it. So maybe I can be taking it, maybe I can take it through Ria, through looking at it. I don't have to lift it up. Ritual, quoted in the Shetim Kubetzah, says that the Mishnah didn't know that you need kinyonim. Everywhere you need kinyonim. So he says, yeah, kinyonim you only need by das acheres makne, I say. If the thing is owned by somebody else, the thing is owned by somebody else, so to break his ownership, so then you have to make a maaser kinyan in order to be kind of the object. But over here it's hefker. So I would have thought that there riyah is enough to establish a yachas between you and the object. For that I would have thought that riyah is enough. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara comes along. Therefore it says, kulashali, to tell you no, that even by hefker, riyah is also not enough. I am tying it over here, riyah is enough. The pshat is like this, that why is riyah not enough over there? Because over there, you can't help it, you're still clashing with somebody. Not somebody who already owns it, not Das Acheres, but when you are koined, you're not letting Shimon be koined. When Reuven is koined, let's say with Ria, by that he's preventing Shimon from being koined. So you're also getting into somebody else's way. So the chiddush of the Gemara is that Ria is not enough when other people are involved. But where taka, where nobody else is involved, that Moshe Rabbeinu should get a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, a degree of kinyan, that means that you have an etzer of circumventing the obstacle. The yaden is in your way, there's a block, and you cannot be over the yaden. You cannot be over the yaden. But through Riyah you can be kind of Eretz Yisrael. To the degree that Riyah can give you a kinyan into Eretz Yisrael, I was going to explain that a little further in this year, but it's going to go too long maybe. Let's just take that for granted for a moment. Maybe there will be time. Yeah, to the extent that Riyah can give you a kinyan in the Eretz, to that extent you can circumvent the obstacle. The Yaden is not going to stop you from seeing. The Yaden is going to stop you from crossing, but the Yaden is not going to stop you from seeing. That's what's happening over here. Seeing what? He showed him the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. There weren't any yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. There were the Kananim in Eretz Yisrael. So he showed him the land. He showed him the topography. He showed him the trees. He showed him whatever it was. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, what does Rashi mean that it's the Beis HaMikdash? What does Rashi mean that it's Yerushalayim? And what's really going on over here? So I think that the pshat over here, it's more than in the world. What I'm claiming is, let me spell it out, then you'll understand why I'm thinking along these lines. Eretz Yisrael, the mountains, the rivers, the fields, the gashmis of Eretz Yisrael, the land. That's Eretz Yisrael. Atem Hore Yisrael, Anchem Titenu, Piriam, Tisu, Laami Yisrael. That's the Einlich Oketz Megula Yosem, as the Novi Yecheskel says. When Eretz Yisrael starts flourishing, when the branches of the trees start blossoming and bearing fruits. We know the history. The Ramban talks about it, how nobody was ever able to be miyashav Eretz Yisrael. And when Yidden come back to Eretz Yisrael, suddenly the Anpechem are giving peiros. Ein lecho keitz megulim is a... It's the land. We can't deny the psukim and the Torah, chas v'shalom. So what's going on? What does Rashi say that the Hor HaTov is Yerushalayim and the Levonon is the Beis HaMikdash? And let's say that the Chizkun is learning Rapshad in Rashi, that it means because it's made from the... What's going on? My suggestion is, and take it please as a suggestion and try and understand what I mean. My suggestion is that the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, the fields of Eretz Yisrael, the hills of Eretz Yisrael, the Hor HaTovs of Eretz Yisrael, the Levona and the forests of Eretz Yisrael relate to the inner Eretz Yisrael as Pshat relates to Drash. That's my Shtekel Torah today. That Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael that we see, the Eretz Yisrael that if we open our eyes and if we open our hearts, we can love it. I admit it's hard to think about that when you're sitting in a traffic jam getting into Yerushalayim for 20 minutes sitting there and you can't move because of the traffic. So to love Eretz Yisrael, I used to do this. Nowadays I'm getting out of the habit, but I've spent many happy hours or not so happy hours standing in queues before the passport checking in Ben Gurion and waiting to get through. How long do you stand there? 20 minutes, half an hour. So, you know, I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael only a short while, so now I'm going to have to spend my time standing over here in the arrivals hall in Ben Gurion. So I always comforted myself, what's the difference? You're walking Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, it takes a while to walk the Dalai Lamas when you're in line. But ultimately, you're standing in Eretz Yisrael, you're walking in Eretz Yisrael. What's enough to mean, Ben Gurion? You're in Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael, which we should be loving, and which this younger man who wrote to me said he's missing it within himself, is the Gashmistik Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Zovas Cholav Udvash. That's what it is. Antrachem Titeinu Upiriyam Tisu. It's a Mordeke Sach.
What he
wanted, Moshe Rabbeinu, Ebron of Ere, yeah, that he wanted to keep to eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, and the fruits of Eretz Yisrael so important, is the Zovas Cholav Udvash so important to Moshe Rabbeinu? So no, he wanted to keep the mitzvahs. That's what the brings over there, the Gemara. Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. I skipped it to the wrong subverkuni. Vachi lechol mi pirio lisboy mituva moisho yotzorich el hochakoma habe mitzvahs nitztavu yisroel veena noya gois elo boorets lefichach ebrono lekayem es hamitzvahs. How can he say that? How can he say that Moshe Rabbeinu's rotzen was to be mekayem the mitzvahs when the pasuk says beferish ebrono ve'ere es haoretz? So he was asking the Eretz Haoretz to see the land. He wasn't talking about Lechoira to be Mekayim, the mitzvahs. What's going on over here? What does it mean, the Eretz Haoretz? It's also a problem. What does it mean, the Eretz Haoretz? Let me go over and I'll see the land. I mean, if you go over, you do more than see the land, you'll be living there, you'll be experiencing it. I mean, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told you, Alei Haro Avarimai Ura'ei Haoretz. But Moshe Rabbeinu is being mispalel. Yeah, but I want to do more than that. I want to go there. So why does it say Ve'ere Haoretz? I will see. And the lotion of the pasuk is very, 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 very interesting. It says Va'yisabe Hashem bi lemanchem v'lo shomai eloi v'yom Hashem elai rav loch al toisim tabe elai oid badov hazeh alei roish hapisko v'so einecho yom v'tzvoin v'so emeinu u'ra'ei be'einecho. What do you mean u'ra'ei be'einecho? See with your eyes. What else was he going to see with? Why does it have to say Ure'ei Be'enecha? The Teretz is, it's a take on what Rashi said, Ebrono Ve'ere Es Haoretz. I want to go over and see. That means not see with my eyes. Like I said, he's going to be living in Eretz Yisrael. He's going to be experiencing Eretz Yisrael. So what does it mean, I want to see? So the Rabbeinu Shem is saying, the kind of Riyah that you want is not what you're going to get. Ure'ei Be'enecha. You'll still see, but only with your eyes. Not with your whole Metzias. What's this whole Metzias that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted? Why did he call Ure'ei Ve'ere and I will see? See, it's all a matter of seeing. You could be Meirich on this, but there's no time. But let's try and understand this. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I want to go over to Eretz Yisrael, Ve'ere Es Haoretz. I'll see. What will I see? I'll see the Hora Toiva Zeva Halevonain. I'll see the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. But what will I see? Is the beauty so important? Are the Peiros so important? The Teretz is, I will penetrate into them. I will see past their Gashmistike cover. The seeing is a Meirde Gesach. Interesting thing is that in English we also use the same idiom for experiencing, yeah? Somebody comes and makes a suggestion, so the principal says, let me see, let's see how it works out. It doesn't mean let's see with the eyes. Let's experience, let's see, yeah? Let me look into it. I'll see what I can do. Seeing, there's surface seeing, and there's a penetrating glance. There's a glance that penetrates into the essence of the thing, into the reality of the thing. So when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ebro no ve'ere, he says, let me look beneath the Levonain. Let me experience life in Eretz Yisrael. Let me see the beautiful forest, the Levonain, but let me, my glance penetrate into its essence, and let me see how the Levonain really looks in its full beauty. And you know how the Levonain really looks in its full beauty? The Levonain in its full beauty looks like the Beis HaMikdash, is the Beis HaMikdash. And the Hor HaTov, only because Eretz Yisrael is so beautiful, because its trees are so fertile, because its land is so fertile, because it's so beautiful. Asor kabin yoifi yodu la'olam natisha not no Yerushalayim. The beauty of Eretz Yisrael, it's beautiful in a gashmistic way. But the word is, what's the purpose of that? There's the oimek pshuta. Just like in Torah, there's the pshat of the pasuk, and there's the oimek of the pshat, the medrash of the pasuk, which is the deeper emes, which is the more profound emes. So in the same way, in Eretz Yisrael, there's the beauty of the scenery, but the essence of that beauty expresses itself in an ability that beauty can be transferred into Yerushalayim. The Hor HaTov can become a Yerushalayim. The Levonon can become a Beis HaMikdash. And what is the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is the sublimation of the Levonon wood. That's what this Rizkuni means over here. You call it Levonon because it's made from the Atzei Levonon. What does it mean? So what's the big deal? What is it, Nafkamina? Which etzem you use? The teretz is because it's the raya that the levonin can be sublimated. The levonin is a beautiful, gorgeous, 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 gorgeous forest. But it's never so gorgeous at the moment when the trees become a Beis HaMikdash. That beauty is a simon of the real beauty that can be part of it. So Mayer de Gazer. And getting back to Tisha B'Av, to mourning, and getting back to this younger man, I mean, he suffers, he's living in Hanoif, and he's learning, and he's in the midst of an Olam HaTorah, which is the most beautiful thing you possibly imagine, but his soul hungers for the Eretz Yisrael, which Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about. In other words, he wants to get to the neshama of Eretz Yisrael through the guf of Eretz Yisrael. Just like you can't have a guf without a neshama, you can't have a neshama without a guf. The neshama, the Beis HaMikdash, is part of a pattern. It's the whole country which finds its expression in the Beis HaMikdash, which finds its expression in Yerushalayim. The expression of what? The expression of the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. The Sifru Migdoleo, Shisu Lipchem Lechela, Pasku Amenaseo. We've got to be able to relate to that. And we have to be able to mourn that. Lemaisa, what comes out of all this? My sechel tells me, look, we're all chutznikim over here. And we're sitting in Chutz La'aretz. And most of us are ashamed of it to some extent. And most of us find justifications for it. I need to be here. I've got to be here. I'm doing wonderful things over here. We've all got our questions and we've all got our answers. Baruch Hashem, we should never get to a point where we don't have any more questions. And the Rebbe Hashem should help that our answers are not doichkim, that our answers are good answers. What I want to say, what I'm being magish now before Tisha B'Av, is that we all feel that a Yaden is blocking us. Ki lo sa'avor es ha-Yaden hazeh. We also have a Yaden over here, which stands between us and Eretz Yisrael. My business is here, my family is here, my yeshiva is here. Whatever it is that's keeping us in Chutz La'aretz, Nocham Ol, I hope that we're not kidding ourselves, and that we have a legitimate cheshbon of what we're doing over here in this Eretz Tmeo. And that the Rebbe Nishon will say, you know, it's a good svara, you're saying a good stick of Torah, you're talking belong here for the moment. Let's hope so. But we feel that we're living with the Yaden, which we can't be over. So the Rebbe Nishon is telling us, you know, maybe there is this Yaden, and maybe you're taka blocked from Eretz Yisrael. Oh, well, there's a way of circumventing. Get up on the Haru Avarim. Get above everything. Well, it's no time now to talk about this, how the Pasuk describes him as Isa Brocha, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when they went from Abbas Moav, he jumped to the top of the mountain, all the 12 steps which led up to the mountain, he leaped up to the mountain, leave it all behind you, and from this mountain, you're going to see Eretz Yisrael. You're going to penetrate into the, beneath the surface of Eretz Yisrael. We've talked about the Rashi before, the Zayis HaBroch, he showed it B'chur Bono, he showed it B'bin Yonah. He saw what was going to go on in Eretz Yisrael. He was going to see the Teuchon. He was going to see the Neshama of Eretz Yisrael.
That's what I was going to do.
And that's our maybe petition. What are we going to be mourning about? Mainly, I think we're going to be mourning about ourselves. What that younger man in Hanoi is krechzing, so we Zucha have to krechzen. Do we really feel the avelus of not being in Eretz Yisrael? Not being in Eretz Yisrael. And Avada Gewiss, Baruch Hashem, to long for the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, and Ein Torah Keteiras Eretz Yisrael, and Hetziv Lechot Zion, and we all know the Rambans, and we know the Yesidus. Oh, but there is such a thing, apparently, as a love also of the land of Eretz Yisrael. And we in Chutz La'aretz can mourn more Ke'ilu than we mourn for the Beis HaMikdash, than we mourn for the for Yerushalayim. We can mourn for ourselves, for the Richuk, for the Kiloisa Avoyres HaYadin HaZeh, that we're making, even in our spiritual lives, we're feeling this block. We're thinking of Eretz Yisrael because the yeshivas are good yeshivas, and Baruch Hashem that they are. But this feeling for Eretz Yisrael, for the Anpachem Titenu, Upiriam Tisu, maybe the word is that it's like the bombers, that there were Ahuvim Bimeovas, and then people came along and they spoiled the bombers. Maybe Yidden who don't know better, or should know better, have taken away this love of the land Ke'ilu, and ruined it for us. And therefore we don't really experience it so much, because we're so careful to stay away from Deus, Koizvais. But it's a terrible thing. If we can't love Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Yisrael, if we can't relate to the Pshat, how are we ever going to get to the Drash? If we can't relate to the Chitzonius of Eretz Yisrael in an Avelus that never, we are sitting over here and not having it in a daily and constant basis. So if we can't mourn for that, how will we ever penetrate to the Drash of Eretz Yisrael? Just like you can't get to the Medrash without the Pshat, Rashi keeps on saying in Chumash, you can't get to the Pnimius of Eretz Yisrael without the Pshat of Eretz Yisrael. And these are some of the things that we ought to consider as we move towards Tisha B'Av. Should be Zoichot and Nechama, and the Ravanisham should already be Merachem. There's so much, so many, many, many Tzoras. The Ravanisham should help that we shouldn't know Tzoras anymore, and the Nechama should come, and the Yeshua should come, and we should be Zoichot to Moshiach Tzidkenu.